Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, from all of us to all of you, we want to wish you a happy, healthy, stress-free holiday. Sounds like a tall order in these highly stressful times. People are stressed out on a personal level, on a national level, on a global level, like nothing I can remember in my time. And for many people, true, this is the happiest time of the year. For others, it is stressful and or lonely time of the year. So we invite you to join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, Adler as she shares simple strategies to make this holiday season a most pleasant and memorable one. And surely, if you know Beverly at all, you would know that just being around her is going to be pleasant and memorable. She's an extraordinary person, an extraordinary mom, an extraordinary author, extraordinary poet, extraordinary friend. So given all those extraordinaries, brace yourself for an extraordinary show with our health guru and dear friend, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you for that extraordinary introduction. And I'm delighted to be on what I consider to be the most extraordinary show on radio, and that is not just today, but every day. Joyce Barry and Friends is here to uplift you, inspire you, inform you and motivate you and keep you happy and healthy with so many wonderful guests, besides me, of course. And today we will be talking about the holidays. And as Joyce just said, it's a wonderful time of the year, but there are many things that stress people way too much, and there are many people who, for various reasons, do not find this to be a joyful experience during the holidays, and we'd like to change that today.
Amen
to
that.
We're going to talk about.
I said amen to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, too many people end up overeating, overstressing, overdrinking, overspending, being overstimulated, getting overwhelmed. And if this sounds like you, then it's essential that you actually set an intention not to let this happen. It's something about talking to yourself. You actually affect your brain when you do it with true intention, that you really are not wanting to go through the stresses that you go through. If you're one of the people who doesn't go through stresses, wow, then you'll really enjoy this show for all the pleasant things we're going to tell you. But also, if you know people who are, I would highly suggest that you recommend that they listen to this, because we do give you ways to make this a wonderful holiday, regardless of what else is going on in your life. And I do want to say also that some of the things we'll be talking about, you may say, oh, well, I've done that already, or, yeah, that's too late for that, or whatever, depending on, you know, what you've already accomplished. And you might want to put the suggestions down for next year, especially if we're talking about not going crazy with gift giving. We have some wonderful suggestions for you. So one of the reasons that if you have said to yourself, I don't want to be stressed, I want things to be good, yeah, and it continues to be the way you don't want it to be, it's because of habit. We have a program, all of us, programs in our brain, and if your brain has been telling you, oh, well, it's holiday time, now is the time to be stressed, it's going to continue to do that unless you actually, as I started saying, set an intention. And that means that you take a quiet time, sit quietly, it doesn't take long, 30 seconds, to actually decide this year is going to be different, and tell yourself something like, this season I'm relaxed, I'm enjoying it, I'm accomplishing everything I need to accomplish, and I'm doing this with peace of mind and happiness. And actually focus on that for a moment. Neuroscientists have discovered for us, and it's wonderful when they explain that it really makes a difference when a person sets an intention, because what your brain begins to do is look for opportunities for you to be happy and healthy and to enjoy the season and to release yourself from a stress-filled time.
And folks, you may say, my goodness, I'm X number of years old. I'm always stressed out at this holiday time. Why should it be any difference now? My answer to that is to have faith. And the acronym to FAITH, which I just found out about this morning, FAITH, forwarding all issues to heaven.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too. So I'm saying keep the faith that this will be something different. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So I urge you to have faith and trust that this year will be different, that it is a new start. As a matter of fact, our show just yesterday by Dr. Cindy Collins, every day is a new beginning. So I urge you to check that out as well. Every day is a new beginning.
Very, very interesting. And that's so true. In fact, I was reading something about that, about start each day as if it is the first day of the rest of your life. So very well, very good point. So if you notice yourself getting overwhelmed and overstimulated and overstressed, stop and breathe. Sometimes people will put a rubber band on their wrist to remind them of something that they want to do. So you can do that. You don't have to do that. But it's a good reminder to do something to say, uh-oh, yeah, I see myself getting stressed. That's my old habit. It's not what I want to do now. And just take a moment to breathe. Now you can say, well, I always breathe. Yes, but there's all kinds of breathing. And when you breathe with intention to calm yourself down, to relax, to get your brain back into a more neutral place, it's hugely different from the kind of breathing that we tend to do when we're under stress. So stop for a moment, breathe, and I'm going to say rhythmically, meaning you can actually begin by counting. Let's say you count, breathing in, 4, hold for 2, breathe out for 4, and do that for a few moments. Or maybe you have a couple of moments where you can stop and have a cup of tea, not anything with caffeine because that'll continue to stimulate you, but something to relax you and bring you back to balance. You can say, I don't have time to do that. That's precisely why you need to do that. If you don't have a minute or two to stop and relax and let yourself get back into balance, then you are definitely overstressing yourself unnecessarily. Okay, so moving on, what are some of the stressors that we have? Well, one of them is definitely shopping. From Black Friday on, people get kind of really weird about shopping for Christmas. And there's crazy things that happen. I mean, actually accidents and people, you know, hurting each other. I mean, crazy. And there's no reason for that. There's no reason to wait until the last moment. You know, there's sales all through the year. And if you know who you're planning to buy gifts for, you can keep your eyes and your mind open when you see something that's, oh, I like that. That would be perfect for whoever, you know, a friend or relative, whoever, child, pick it up earlier in the year. There's no reason that you need to shop at the last minute. Obviously, this is not a suggestion that's going to help you right now. This is the last minute. So what I have definitely some ideas also if you are shopping at the last minute, but a lot of this will actually help you for next year, to look earlier in the year. And also, you know, a lot of people say, hi, I don't know what to get. I just don't know. There are actually gift guides online. Some stores, I know Target is one of them, post them. They have a Target gift finder for him, for her, for kids. Then there's Google has gift suggestions. They have guides, and they will certainly help you. And also, instead of you don't have to go into the store, these can be delivered. And at this time of the year, a lot of places are offering free shipping.
That's true. I just want to say one thing. You said this is already the last minute. It's almost a week before Christmas. The last minute for many people is Christmas Eve. That late afternoon is when they're shopping for their gifts. So for some, they're going to say their last minute is December 24th. I just want to have that duly noted.
I absolutely agree with you that is a last minute for many people. And why would somebody wait that long? Simply programming and habit. Shopping should be enjoyable. It shouldn't be a stress. Choosing gifts, thinking of the person, what would be something that they would enjoy, that they would like, not just what you would like, what they would like, that's more important, but actually neuroscientists, again, this is now research on the brain, has discovered that when we do something altruistically or generously, and gift-giving is definitely in the category of both altruism and generosity, it lights up the same pleasure centers in the brain as food and sex. So therefore, you want to enjoy your gift-giving. Make it a pleasure, not a joy, not a chore.
As in regards to that, I love the idea when you see something, buy it. Just have a drawer for gifts you want to give people, be it their birthday or the holidays, that when you see it, you buy it instead of waiting till that last minute. I find, unfortunately, too many people give you what they want to give you, not taking into consideration, is it something you want? Is it something you would enjoy? I know people get upset with me when I say I don't want flowers because I know how beautiful flowers are and what a popular gift that is. But to me, flowers pass away. In 3-4 days, it's done, it's gone, and people spend a lot of money on it. So I don't want flowers. The simplest thing I could tell people to buy me without any forethought at all for whatever amount they want to spend is scratch-off tickets. That I love. When people ask me, I say, whatever you want to spend, get me scratch-off tickets. Doesn't even matter whether I win or lose on the scratch-off. I love the art of it. I love having scratch-off tickets. So there's an example. We don't have to get out early. It doesn't take too much forethought. Just something as simple as that that gives me pleasure rather than something that I feel in 3 days they're gone.
That is a most unusual gift, Joyce. It really is, but it's interesting. And it gives us thought to what is it that the person that we're gifting to really would get pleasure in. And that's a very interesting one. There are other things that I consider to be really nice gifts, and they are gone in a day. It's not flowers, but I'm thinking of a gift certificate for a massage or a gift certificate for a manicure or a pedicure or aromatherapy session or a facial. These are all things that most women, and some men, by the way, definitely enjoy and would get pleasure from. And even though it only lasts for that day, it is something that gives them pleasure long afterwards when they think about it. And the health effects, of course, and the beauty effects last longer. So that's another type of gift to give, and it doesn't require standing in line. Most of the time, you can get one of these certificates and have it sent to the person, unless you're going to see them, right from any of these places that are near them. Choose a salon or massage place that is near the person that you want to give the gift to.
I agree with you, and I love that as a gift as well. And if you're not near any of those places, to just pick it up. You can always pick up a Master Visa gift card. That's generic. They could do anything that they want with that. So that's real simple without going through the stress. But I say the biggest thing that does bother me around the gift giving is when people just automatically choose something without asking what would you like, if they have no clue, and just doing the same thing over and over again via the flowers. And when I'm honest and tell people, I would appreciate not to receive flowers. In every case, they get upset with me. They feel I'm ungrateful. But I am grateful for a gift. I love surprises. I love gifts. I just don't want something that's gone. So you could say, well, your scratch-off is gone in 10 seconds if you scratch it off and you didn't win. That's true, but it's the art of the scratching, the hope, the faith, the fun. So, yes, scratch-off tickets work for me and gift cards work for me. That should make it real simple.
Okay, Joyce. I want to say something that really surprised me about the gift cards, because I endorse them also, the Visa, MasterCard, American Express. But I read that in 2016, $1 billion worth of cards were not ever spent. $1 billion went to waste. And I think, what a strange thing, because I personally love to receive a Visa or MasterCard, and I can go into any store and buy anything that I want. I love that. Another thing that I definitely spend it. There's no way in the world that I join that $1 billion. But I thought that was quite surprising that they would go to waste. But at any rate, I agree with you.
Wait. I just want to expand on that. That's absolutely true. So you might be saying, well, why would it go to waste? Why wouldn't people use it? And I can answer that because it has happened to me. They misplace it. They lose it. They forget about it. They have all intentions. They're thrilled to get it. And then something goes awry. I've lost gift cards. So for those of you that want to give a gift card as a gift and you're mailing it, always photostat the barcode number. When you do that, you can protect yourself. You could let the merchant know that, and they will stop it and give you full credit. So always simply make a copy before you send it or give it to someone, and you will be totally protected on that card.
That's a wonderful idea. And you know that goes along with telling the person that you give the gift card to that you've done that, so in case they lose it or misplace it, please call me so that I can actually redeem it for you. So that might stop the $1 billion worth of cards that go to waste. But that's a great idea. Thank you for that. Another
You're
gift,
welcome for that.
You can also give people gifts to restaurants, you know, that they like, to movies. Most people enjoy movies, you know, do a theater. That those are also gifts, and these are not things you have to stand in line in a department store for. And in, speaking of department stores, sometimes it's really nice, instead of going to a department store, to go to a local shop, to go to a kiosk, because they often have different things. They have, you know, more creative things. And then there's also a lot of these creative fairs that take place during the year. And you see some things that you say, wow, this is really beautiful and unusual. And think of who would appreciate that, besides yourself, of course, and pick them up. Also, books. I personally love reading books, but you know, you don't want to give books to somebody that you know never reads. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know. I think you should read this, right? I'd love to tell everybody to send my Vibrational Harmony book to all of the people on your list, because I believe that they should understand how the universe works. But if that's not what they're interested in, I'm going to say that would not be the right gift for them. But books are also children. Generally love books. It's only when they get older and bored with learning and perhaps going to teachers and schools that are very boring that they lose their interest. But as children, they love books and they love to be read to. So you might consider that for a child. And also things that are creative, things that they could learn from, but done in a colorful way that the child is fascinated. Puzzles is another good thing for children because it uses their brain, and we really have so many things that call upon us that do not use our brain that it's wonderful to give people things that cause them to have to use their brain.
I want to go back to the book suggestion. I love books as well. And it isn't just, oh, I'll send this person a book. You, Beverly Nadler, have never sent me a book that I didn't love. So it's clear when you send me a book, you're thinking about me. You're buying it with me in mind. So it isn't, well, I'll go get a book. It's a book with that person in mind, that visualization of something they would appreciate. So you've sent me books on angels, miracles, that sort of thing. I always love the books you send me.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I really appreciate that. I used to agonize over gifts, Joyce. I really did. And then it came to me that what does this person, I would actually say, what does this person enjoy? What do they really like? And you know, if they're, this is not me, I'm going to say, but I'm going to, a lot of people have friends who are golfers, and you can actually find a list on Google, gifts for golfers. So you think about the person, that is really an important thing. I want to mention one last thing about gifts, and then we have to move on, because it is one of the most stressful things when we've got other things that stress people that we need to draw on, and that is grandparents especially can give a child, grandchild, I'm thinking of, a gift of a date. A day to go bowling, a day to go to a museum, a day to go to the zoo, a day to go to the aquarium, because that is a wonderful gift. And then the child picks up, you know, usually some kind of thing that they, memorandum that they would love from that experience, and they have it forever. And you make up a little card and personalize it and say date to be announced. But a friend of mine does that, and I really think that is a absolutely wonderful gift for a child.
And when you do something creative like that, it's not always a good idea. If you're being creative, if you're giving from the heart, if you want to make someone happy, I don't see how you could go wrong. Just like I tell you folks, you can't go wrong. If you tune into our show and listen every day to this positive, inspirational messages, advice, education, inspiration, and here in the words of Beverly Nazar is why you should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated. And her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And while we're on the topic of upbeat and fun, who better to talk to than our mutual friend, Janice Miller, who never misses your show, who gets up 3 hours early to hear your show. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Beverly.
Good
and
morning.
Happy,
so
happy
nice to hear your absolutely beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, well, in these beautiful days of holidays, past and coming, and future, because we have the new year upon us, too. We have so many great holidays that we got to be in a joyous celebration and relax and not be stressed out about what we're buying and giving and receiving. So it has been an interesting time, yes, as I wrap presents as they drop in on my doorstep every day. That's what makes
And on that note, I want to say it is more blessed to give and and receive. So both are pleasurable experiences. You know,
absolutely.
We all know that more blessed to give, but who doesn't like to receive? And Janice Miller, we love receiving your call into our show on every Here's to Your Health Thursday. We want to hear you on the Here's to Your Wealth, Here's to Your Happiness. We always like hearing from you, Janice Miller.
Thank you. I love hearing from you. I love hearing your show every day. Sometimes, of course, I don't get up and I listen to it, of course, in the archives. And Beverly, I love to hear her live because then I can chime in if there's a thought that provoked me into asking a question. But I love to listen to Beverly's voice as well and her wisdom. And I love you, ladies. Happy holidays.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
And we're always so appreciative when you join us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy holidays, Janice, to you and yours and many, 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 many more.
Thank you. And same to you.
Same year. Same wishes to you and your family.
Thank you. Love you.
Be well. Thank you.
Okay, spreading the love and the cheer and the joy. Folks, I just want to share with you, if you appreciate our show, what you might want to do is go to the website joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, if you click on follow, you need not miss any of our special shows. You will find out about them through email, every show, every guest, every topic. We have special value people that are on, like Peter Marks, once a month, but you'll know when he's on when you get that email. And I'll give you a little heads up. Peter is our special guest tomorrow. Call in for your free on-air meeting reading with Peter Marks tomorrow between 11 and 12 Eastern. Also, you might want to become a follower of yours truly, Joyce Barry, on Twitter and on Facebook, because all the shows are posted in there as well. So do become a follower, and just by virtue of listing, that makes you one of Joyce Barry's friends. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, I just want to comment on your guest tomorrow, because he's one of my favorite people and an extraordinary psychic and astrologer. So I encourage people to join the show, and if you can't do that, you can hear in the archives, and you can always contact him for a special reading of your own, which I understand, because you're a follower of Joyce, you will receive a special discount. But he is extremely accurate and extremely loving.
That's all true. And yes, by mentioning my show or my name, you will get a special Joyce Barry friend discount. Let me just give you his number if you want to make an appointment. 203-206-9353 for your special reading. As I said, just mention the show or my name and you will get a very special discount. Back to you, Health Guru.
Okay, let's talk about some more things that we need to avoid stress-wise, and that's parties. Sometimes people get so many invitations to parties and they feel they have to attend them all, and they get really overworked, overstressed, overloaded, overeating, overdrinking, and you don't want that to happen. Remember, you've set an intention to have a joyous holiday, but one that is stress-free. So if you can't make all of these parties, don't want to make all of these parties, then gracefully decline. Send your regrets, saying that you already committed for that day or night. And if that's not true, because you can say, well, I'm not really committed. Yes, you are. If you've made a commitment to yourself just to stay home and relax, you are committed for that time. So don't feel like you are saying something that's not true. What you're saying is true. You have to make a decision. You don't have to attend everything. The same thing with making both, not the same thing, but dinners. Very often, you may be the one who is making the dinner. And if you love to cook, that's one thing. Some people love to cook, obviously, because they have all these cooking shows. I'm not one that loves to cook. I like it, but it's not my favorite thing in the world. But if you don't and you're having a lot of people, consider the fact that there are many of the larger stores. I like Whole Foods because their food is more natural, that will prepare a holiday dinner for you. And you can say, well, that's very expensive. But you know what? When you consider the cost of your time, your energy, also each item that you're buying in order to prepare this and the cleanup and everything else that's required, you may actually find out that it's actually less expensive for you and less stressful if you do use the services of one of these stores.
I agree. And they do a really, really good job for the number of people that you want to have enough food for. They really do a great job. I just want to recommend some things. This is my favorite time of the year. Like Beverly was saying, for some it is the happiest time. So I just want to recommend my favorite shows of all time. Now, mind you, I have a lot of extraordinary guests and topics, but my favorite shows, you can go into our archives on Monday, December 17. It's my exclusive interview with Santa Claus. I had to go to the North Pole to get it. I really highly recommend you listen to it. It's everything you wanted to know about Santa. The next day, Tuesday, December 18, is my exclusive interview with Mrs. Santa Claus, also exclusive. It is extraordinary. Everything you wanted to know but never had the people to ask are on those shows. And then on Friday, December 14, it was an exclusive interview with the two of them together. Did you folks know that half the planet celebrates Christmas in July, on July 25th, because of the way the sun rotates? It doesn't feel like Christmas to them in December. When the sun is out like that, their Christmas is celebrated July 25th. So that show, December 14, is something I shared in July and in December, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. A few other things at this holiday time that really makes me especially happy. We're talking about getting rid of stress or cutting down on it. These are the things that make it work for me, and that is to go to Santa's website, www.santarules.com. You click on Naughty and Nice, and you check out your friends, and you'll find out what list you're on. Or you can call Santa's hotline, 951-262-3062, and leave a message to Santa to say what you want for Christmas. My very favorite music video is A Very Happy Yule, Y-U-L-E Log. That's my favorite. I can watch it all year. You're seeing a burning fireplace, 3 hours with a cat and a dog playing together. No talking, no commercials. The cats play together, dogs play together, cat and dog. It is so relaxing and peaceful and loving. As I said, commercial free. So those are and of course the Christmas movies. You can catch tons of them on the Hallmark Channel and Up UPTV channel. All those things really calm me down and make me feel great at this time of the year, so much so that I can indulge in them all year round.
And I know that you often do. I know how much you love Christmas. Even though you're Jewish, you love Christmas, and Christmas has become a holiday pretty much for everyone because of the joy it brings to so many people. I do want to mention the fact that the people that are not feeling joyous, but before I do that, I want to finish on the food that I was talking about. If you're cooking or ordering food, be sure to include foods for your vegetarian friends or family. So many people now are going gluten-free and meat-free and all of these things, and you really should include that. Also, people, if you are going to be a guest at someone's dinner, you might want to call the person and not tell them they have to get something for you. You might have to tell them, this is the diet that I need to be on for health reasons, And is it okay if I bring something and I can give it to you and you can serve it? And your host will either say yes, do that, or say, oh, I can have so-and-so something for you. But certainly you don't want to sit through a meal that you can't eat. It's more embarrassing if you're not able to eat anything than it is to have the truth be known and eat what you actually can. And that's important because health is important. And by the way, I want to mention for those who are cooking, you can find so many recipes online for gluten-free, sugar-free, health foods, organic foods, fruits and vegetables, new ways of preparing them. Wonderful recipes because more and more people are recognizing that what you eat has an extraordinary effect on your health, physical and, believe it or not, mental.
That is absolutely true. Great idea about it, making that call and asking if it's okay rather than sitting there and not touching anything. I just want to throw in one thing of trivia. Do you have any idea the first ever text, first ever, was in 1992? Do you know what it said?
The first ever text?
In 1992.
I don't, but I'm going to take a guess. Season's greetings or Merry Christmas or Happy New Year.
I can't believe it, Beverly, but I would have never guessed it, and you nailed it. Merry Christmas. The first ever text in May 92. I found that fascinating. Merry Christmas. And you got it.
Glad to hear that. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about travel because you have to make your plans in advance. Find out to the best of your ability, whether it's on an app or on TV or on your computer, the best times to travel. You want to be careful not to get caught up as much as possible in the frenzy that people go through in traveling. If you're bringing children, make sure they have something to amuse them, whether it's a book or it's something, a game that they can play on one of their probably smartphones that children have now. Also, be sure to bring tissues. The public bathrooms are notorious at times of the year when there are tons of people stopping for running out of toilet paper. So bring tissues with you. Make the trip fun. Try to go at the best possible times. And as I said, make sure your kids have what they need. I want to talk now about the thing that, you know, the most frustrating thing in this holiday season are the people who are not happy, the people who are lonely, the people who have either perhaps lost a loved one, perhaps it could be through death or divorce or even people, you know, family members moving away or friends that they were very close to. And loneliness leads to depression, and that leads actually to physical illness. So it may require you, if you're the lonely person, consciously choosing to motivate yourself to do something to end your loneliness, to do something that gives you pleasure. And often if we're in that negative state, we'll just stay that way. It's just part of the programming, part of our conditioning. But you need to actually say, no, I don't want to feel this way. There are places to go. There are things to do in every community, whether it's at a church, whether it's another public space. Sometimes schools have things going on. You can ride around the area and look at some of the awesome displays that some people have of lights and then get out of the car and mingle with the people. Another thing that's a wonderful thing to do is if there's a caroling group that you know. I mean, you can find a lot of these things out on the internet again, and also local newspapers will tell you what's going on, and you can make yourself available. If you like to sing, join a caroling group, and singing, music, does something to the brain. It just makes you feel good. Even sad songs, oddly enough, have an effect on the brain. This is neuroscience again, which is positive, as odd as that may sound. But carols and Christmas songs are certainly not sad. They're upbeat. And volunteering is another thing that you can do. And the joy that comes from the generosity of your time, the altruism of being with, whether it's the homeless, whether it's at a shelter, whether it's with some soup kitchens or whatever, any place, or going to a hospital. These are things, especially children's ward, because you don't, the children so appreciate having company and guests, and so appreciate, and they laugh and they smile no matter what's wrong with them. That's a wonderful thing about children. So you can volunteer, and the joy that you will have from making people feel better is going to stop your loneliness. It will give you the opportunity to feel good at this time of the year, regardless of what else is going on in your life.
I agree with all that you have said. And I want to share another thing. As we said, it's my favorite time of the year. But this store, Bronner's, B-R-O-N-N-E-R-S, is the largest Christmas store in the world, the largest in the world. If you look at the website, you won't believe what they have there, and it's open all year round. They call it a Christmas wonderland, and it's just so extraordinary what they have. Just looking at the website, you get such an idea of the extraordinary things that they feature, that they have. Their thoroughfare is a half a mile long. Their giant outdoor Santa towers is 17 feet, and the giant snowman is 15 foot tall. So if you love Christmas as I do, you might want to check it out. 100,000 outdoor Christmas lights illuminate the grounds every evening throughout the year. The website is www.BeLikeBoyRONNERS.com. It is truly, truly extraordinary to look at. Like I watch, listen to the videos and watch the Christmas movies all year. You have to check out this store. It's just absolutely extraordinary.
Do you know where that store is, actually?
Yes, I do. I was looking for the exact address, but it is, of course I know, it is in, Michigan. It's in Michigan. And
wow, well, all of you who are listening from Michigan, you definitely want to take a visit there. And I can tell you, not that I have taken a visit there, but I have visited these places that actually have been on the great Christmas tree, what is the great Christmas tree lights. They have a program on TV, and they have these thousands and thousands of lights. Beautiful, wonderful. We happen to have had two of these, one in New York, one in Connecticut, that were on that show. And just walking around in this literal winter wonderland with the lights, with the characters that they create, with some of them are blow-up, some of them are actually hand-carved, the people that transform their homes into a Christmas wonderland, it is such a joy. And you can find out if there's any in your area. They don't necessarily have to be the ones on television, but I would definitely recommend that you look for that. And they've had a few of them on. You can go on demand and check. It's on, I'm not sure if it's ABC. I think it might be ABC. And look at these shows. They will give you such joy just seeing what people have created and as the children wandering through it, but it's just as much for adults. I love your idea. I'm not any place near Michigan, but I definitely want to check that place out. It sounds extraordinary, and it gives you such pleasure. The more that you can enjoy, you know, your favorite quote, Joyce, you know, Voltaire, I'll let you say it, your favorite quote, I want to be happy because it's good for my health. That's
Voltaire, that's Voltaire's quote. I choose to be happy because it's good for my health. I told you that the store was in Michigan. It's Frankenmuth, Michigan, and it's on 25 Christmas Lane. 25 Christmas Lane in Frankenmuth, Michigan. And I do have a number if you want to order something, folks. Their phone number to order something is 800-361-6736. This story, just looking at it on the website, makes me feel good. It's so extraordinary.
Yeah, this is a fact also. And now I'm just going to talk about the health benefits of the things we're talking about, the entertainment, the Christmas carols. You can go online or also find stations on your TV or your radio that are playing Christmas music, and looking at watching the Christmas movies. All of these things have a very positive effect on your brain, and your brain controls your body. When your brain lights up in certain centers, it actually helps healing, so that if you're sick, literally, if you're sick, you can help yourself heal. I'm not going to say that Christmas thing is going to heal you, but it will contribute to healing, because the joy that you're feeling, even though at that point it's temporary, you can go to something else that's also temporary and keep adding to that, and you'll actually be helping yourself to feel better, to make your body stronger, just by enjoying this time of the year. There's also a lot of jokes that come out, you know, Christmas time and Hanukkah time, jokes, just reading some joke books, laughing. This makes you happy, and it affects your immune system, especially laughter. Laughter stimulates your thymus gland, which is your main gland for immunity. So keep that in mind, especially if you're among the people who is lonely or has had some losses during the year or doesn't feel motivated to do anything. You have to motivate yourself. Or if you know people that are in that state and you are their friend or family member, you can do your best to motivate them, to make them laugh, to turn on something that they would enjoy, to take them someplace that they would enjoy, because God loves laughter, by the way. That's part of something, somewhere in the Bible it says that. So there are so many things to do. And I do want to say something that Joyce pointed out. She does a lot of these things all year round. You don't have to wait for the Christmas season to be happy, but you can start a new beginning, a new day, where you say, you know what? I'm going to do something every day of my life that makes me feel better, that I enjoy, or if it's an altruistic, generous act, because that also lights up the pleasure centers of your brain. Do it, because happiness brings health, joy, and it also sends wonderful vibrations out into the universe to make this a happier, healthier, not only holiday, but a happier, healthier world.
Beverly, as we're winding down, which time really flies when you're having fun, so it is that time. What message do you want to leave our audience?
The message, folks, is have a very, very Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourself. The things that we've talked about today, you might want to go back over the show to remind yourself if you didn't take notes. And don't forget to breathe. Stop and breathe. Don't overstress. Don't overeat. Don't overdrink. But enjoy yourself. That's my message.
And here's a message from one of our favorite guests, John Bell. Here's his message.
Funny how every once in a while we start reflecting on life. Has it ever made sense? Will it ever make sense? We wonder why we spend so much time doing things we have to do, and so little time doing the things we really want to do. We spend so much time with people who add nothing to our lives, and so little time with people we love. We acquire too much that's only temporary, and too little that has lasting value. We face new challenges, but with old ideas. We open and close our hearts at the wrong times, often letting in sorrow and excluding joy. We figure out the answers, but long after it's too late to solve the problems. And yet, we rise each morning, ready to fill another day with our hopes and dreams and aspirations, determined to make it all different, to do it better, do it right this time. Our dreams are filled with hopes for brand new tomorrows. Langston Hughes said, "Hold fast to your dreams. For if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." We must all hold fast to our dreams, so that even when our wings are broken, our spirit is not. Happy holidays.
And I say ditto, happy holidays to all of you. My message is, go out and make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backward. Do something that makes yourself happy. I know one of the things that makes me happy all the time is hearing a poem from Beverly. Do you have a poem to share us with us right now, Beverly?
Yes, I do. It's hard to believe how time does fly. Almost another year has already gone by. The holiday season is here again, and once more, we're remembering when we were children, delighting in fun and play, eagerly waiting for Christmas Day, or celebrating with Hanukkah lights, one candle for each of 8 special nights. This wondrous season marks sacred history, greeted joyously and a bit wistfully. As we light our candles or decorate the tree, let's pray with gratitude that we are free. What does this season represent to you? Does the true meaning and message come through? Let peace and goodwill play their role, opening our hearts, touching our soul. This is a blessed time for the human race, time for all hard feelings to be erased, time for caring and sharing our love and joy, and most of all, time for faith that nothing can destroy.
That was great, Beverly. Thank you so much for that. Folks, I want to really wish you the best, the happiest, the healthiest of holidays ever. My special prayer for all of you, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, do whatever you have to do to have this be the best year ever. Have faith that it will be, and then go to the law of attraction and what that means. Attract the things you want by giving out the things you want. You want more love, be sure to send out a lot of love. So I say that to you from the bottom of my heart. We do love our loyal listeners. We do appreciate you. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you could start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.